How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
An 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham. Her life ended with someone that she trusted, someone that mom and dad said, you know what? We're going to be like Jesus. We're going to give somebody a second chance. We're going to let this person who we barely know come and live on our property. Never mind the Nazi swastika tattoos all over his body, his connection to white nationalists. Those things you could figure out simply by looking at the man. You didn't have to really do a deep dive background search, but they did do a deep dive background search, and they still claim they found nothing that would be a big enough red flag to say, maybe this person shouldn't be around our 11-year-old daughter. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, joining me to discuss. They've even released a statement, and we'll go into that here in just a moment. But I don't know, I look at this and just how ridiculously preventable this was.
Yeah, this is one of those heart-wrenching tragedies that preventable. You understand the altruism that the family has and compassion and desire for kindness for others. Misplaced.
Yeah.
And there. I know a lot of people, you know, I'm pretty holistic guy, and I get these things. I consume information like this. I try to live with kindness and generosity towards others as well. But when you're subjecting others to your choices, especially minors that don't have a choice, that's when it's a tough area. Yeah. And because at the same time, I know people that have been exposed to this kind of kindness and generosity of their parents that have gone on to do great things because they saw that in their parents and their parents modeled the way. I mean, it's these kind of people make the world a better place to be in that makes you want to be in them. But because the parents got lucky and made a good choice on who they brought in the house and who they decided to save, or in this case, where they made a really, really horrendous, tragic choice.
And that's a scary thing, especially when religion and such gets involved. Can it be great? Can it help a lot of people? Yes, without a doubt. There's wonderful people out there. But that's what you, but getting back to, okay, you're making the choice. It's one thing if it's just you and your property and there's no children around. But so many people, I think, get caught up in this idea that we're doing this godly thing or this righteous thing. And what could possibly go wrong because we're doing the right thing? I mean, I don't know. It's like people thinking that churches won't get hit by a tornado or something, you know, where it's like, sorry, right. It happens. Like, it's like, use your mind, use your brain. If we're going down the road, that's what he gave you to think with. So it would be helpful if that's employed in some of this. And it's just, I don't know. It's mind-boggling that this was seen as this is the right idea. There's so many things if these people wanted to give back, to help somebody to do, that wouldn't directly put yourself or your child in potential harm's way. Go to the soup kitchen, donate some time, donate whatever. There's plenty of things that can be done without a lot of means that can help others. But to put this guy in your back property, I just don't buy that it was just this, that they're just doing a good thing. I feel like there's more to this story than is meeting the eye. That's just my conjecture right now. Obviously, they're paying the ultimate price. They're mourning the loss of their 11-year-old. I have an 11-year-old little girl. So it strikes me very hard just placing all this going on. But reading from their press release, the Munch and Cunningham families are devastated and grieving for what happened to our little ray of sunshine, Audrey. We're being attacked and criticized on social media platforms for showing compassion and mercy to this formerly incarcerated person. But our interactions with this person were a result of faith, which teaches us to give a fellow man a second chance. Even when he's tatted up with Nazi symbolism and Aryan race, I mean, yeah. I'm ranting.
So the statement is a rationalization of a bad choice.
Yeah.
You know, so often we talk about these crimes, and what we continually don't see is an accountability for a bad choice.
Yeah.
You know, with the case we just covered with the kid that was the perpetrator of with his mom of murdering his brother.
Yeah.
We didn't see him taking accountability. We saw me. Mm-hmm. And in this case, as the tragedy, and I know the parents are hurting, but they didn't say we made a mistake.
Yeah. And it's like, no, it was our faith. Well, guess what?
Okay,
guess what
the mistake was. It's still a mistake.
Yeah, it was still a mistake. They do go on to blame. Unfortunately, the system failed us, and I'm reading off their press release here, due to a loophole in the sex offender registration system. Don Stephen McDougall had a history of disrespect for young female children, and that's, I guess, putting it lightly. But it did not show up when we checked the registry before allowing him to stay in an old camper in our backyard while he tried to start a new life. We have been aware of what we know now. This man would have never set foot in our property, much less be part of this little girl's life. This man shows on my front door. I'm probably grabbing my gun and telling him to leave the property very quickly. I wouldn't be like, oh, I got a camper out back. Oh, you're reformed? You're changed? Great. So sex offender registration system, he somehow did not show up in it because of a loophole, I guess, within the state. Because the girl, from what I've understood when digging into this, because the girl who was a family member who he tried to pull her pants down in bed because, and got charged for it, because she got away and the offense, or there wasn't penetration or there wasn't anything more, that's why he wasn't registered. That somehow is a loophole. Had he succeeded, and I put that in air quotes, in doing the horrible deed he was intending to do of raping this young woman, he would have been on the registry, but I guess the system says, try again without putting him on. I mean, that I think would be the more of the reason to put him on, because he attempted it and luckily got stopped.
So we have an expression, I think we've even said it on the show before, in aviation called, there's no emergency takeoffs. Because every emergency takeoff you have is going to make an emergency landing, mm-hmm. guaranteed. And this is one of those cases where, all right, so and I've met people, doing my work inside the FBI, I work with 22 different nationalities throughout the course of my career, recruiting spies from all over the world, espionage cases, even on my own podcast, I've had reformed neo-Nazis and white skinheads and everything else on my show that have all those same tattoos and gang members and everything else. And when you have curiosity and you want to see the life arc and the path they're on, you start a conversation, a dialogue without judging.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no emergency takeoff. You know, you don't go from zero to, hey, live in my backyard. Let's spend some time. So you had a life arc like this, which all your, Nazi symbols on your body are saying,
mm-hmm.
And so if you're no longer on this path, let's have a conversation dialogue with the event that changed that path. And now let's see some new behaviors over a period of time that show that your arc has changed and is different, because mm-hmm. you don't go from zero to 100. I relate human beings to like the Titanic. Big ship, small rudder. Iceberg's coming. You can put that thing hard over you want, but you're still going to hit the iceberg, because human beings don't go from zero to 100. We don't have a hard overturn. And so if someone has reformed, if someone has a new life, great. So no emergency takeoff. Let's take some time. Let's have some conversations before we introduce you to our 11-year-old daughter, before we bring you into our backyard. Again, I don't know the context here. I don't know how long they knew this guy, but in general, there is a way to do this, even though, yes, the system failed. There's no doubt. But still, if you're going to have compassion for another human being and do great kindness and be a light and beacon for others, including your own children, there's a way to have some due diligence about it behaviorally, before you make that massive leap. And one of the things you can also add to it is what I always call the loving critic. Mm-hmm. Someone who's objective, who thinks everything in your life is a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, just so that they can bring an optic to your lens to say, well, what if this? What if this? What if this? What if this? And so if you have two people that are on the same mindset, him and his wife saying this, and you are in an echo chamber and you think it's a great idea, the thing you start losing focus on is that for every great human being out there that has great compassion, there's a predator that wants to take advantage of that compassion. Yeah. And you have to be aware of it and not like horrendously skeptical or cynical about the world. No, it's just about being a good human being, doing right by others, and discovering the path that someone else is on. And is that person ready for you to bring that kind of compassion to them in their lives? Mm-hmm. And this guy clearly was not ready for the kind of compassion these people had.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.